Thank you and welcome back. It's Inside Agriculture Market Analysis time. Thursday, corn and beans had a good day, especially soybeans. I asked Randy Martinson, why was that?
There is now a confirmation that she and Trump are going to meet. That meeting is now set up to take place on October 30th on Thursday. And I think that really brought in a little bit of stability into the marketplace. Of course, I think Bessett's over there I can't remember where they're at now, meeting today to kind of get the groundwork for a meeting. And then now, of course, Xi and Trump are going to kind of officially meet and then finalize things. And it does look like the way Trump was talking today, there's a little bit more of a surety that there is going to be some sort of a deal. So that kind of helped the market today.
Is soybeans middle of the list, top of the list, or is it on the list?
It's on the list. I would probably put it somewhere in the middle. You know, I think the rare earth metals are a little bit above, and then, something with to do with the U.S. software issues are probably the next item. But, you know, soybeans do fall in the category of being in the top, at least the top third.
Well, that sure helped the soybeans today. What kind of quirk can we put to light a fire under the corn market?
Well, you know, I mean, right now, I mean, with harvest still being, probably about 60-65% complete, you know, that's kind of holding that market down. Demand continues to be good, but we really would be nice if we could see just where the export demand has been at for corn so we can kind of see just how strong. Everybody's expecting demand to have been good. We just need confirmation of that.
Somebody was pointing out yesterday, you know, as much as USDA weekly or certainly the monthly numbers are maligned, it's kind of like air and love. You don't miss it till you don't have any.
That's exactly right. And, you know, and when you don't have direction, it's kind of hard to know what you should be doing in the market. And that's what kind of caused the market to be somewhat flat lately. But, of course, today with the news that there's an official meeting on the books now, that helped.
On AgriTalk yesterday, Sean Hackett thinks that the markets are poised for an upside move even without the Chinese.
I mean, we don't need the Chinese to save the export number from falling. We think it's as low as it's going to get. Now, that doesn't help if we don't cut a trade deal. Like you said, a short-term reaction. We could get a hit in the market. But the balance sheet, the way I see it right now, is rock solid. And the only thing that a trade deal does is it can cause a quick tightening or fear of a dramatic tightening of a market that can't really tighten much without getting into a lot of trouble. Well, if what happened the last time is indicative, they will buy a lot in the beginning, show good faith, you know, act like they're going to, you know, deliver on the deal. But I don't think in the long term the Chinese have any interest in buying grains from us in the long term in any large size. I think they're only going to do it strategically for trade deals or if they really, really absolutely positively have to. And I don't really think this is a change in the overall demand base from China. I just think it's a blip that we can take advantage of, but I don't think it changes the long-term price fundamentals of corn or soybeans or cotton for that matter.
Also on AgriTalk, Oliver Slope of Blue Line Futures.
Really, really nice move, especially after, what was that, Tuesday, where we rejected trend line resistance. Then thankfully yesterday we were able to defend the 20-day moving average and those lows from Tuesday, which brought us back towards trend line resistance. And today finally able to chew through that. And as you had mentioned, the next upside objective here is that July 7th gap that we partially filled last month. And that comes in here 430 to 432. So a lot of good momentum in the grain market. Kind of these markets working in tandem with each other. That's when they work the best. Instead of one fighting the other, they're all rising together. That's certainly encouraging to see. And I think, you know, opens the door for some newfound optimism in the grain markets here going forward.
But on the beef cattle side, a word of caution about price protection.
Yeah, it's very headline driven, and we know that these headlines are very, very unpredictable. I think one thing that, you know, people with physical risk have to remember is that, you know, we've got record high prices and the administration is telling you they want lower beef prices. If that is not a sign to take protective action, I don't know what would be. Whether or not the steps that they take are going to be, you know, implemented right away and having an effect right away, that can be debated. But we know that this administration likes to get the headlines, and so you got to be, you know, aware of future headline risk to come.
Back to Sean Hackett, who agrees.
And even though I do not think that the Argentina story has any legs to it, I do think that Lula meeting with President Trump in about a week reducing that 50% tariff on imported beef could be the Louisville slugger that finally takes this cattle market down a notch. I don't think the Argentina deal is anything more than a one-off at this point, an overreaction. I don't think that's going to move the dial. To move the dial, we need Brazil to start flooding our market with beef again like they used to.
On AgriTalk yesterday afternoon, thoughts on price direction. Corn and soybeans up, beef in the other direction. This is Inside Agriculture, where it's time to check the weather forecast.